This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you want to talk about how affordable or not affordable a house might be, the price is really only part of the calculation. An arguably bigger part is how much your mortgage is going to cost you, the interest rate you're going to pay. Back in the scary middle of the housing crash, some lenders cut their customers' rates down to as low as 2% on their mortgage, but only temporarily. Those rates have started to rise again this year, and already people are in trouble. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
So this is my house, my dream house.
Adriana Martinez is showing me around her dream house in Olney, Maryland. Right now, her monthly mortgage payment is about $2,200, thanks to an interest rate cut she and her husband got in 2010 through the government's Home Affordable Loan Modification Program, or HAMP. But even that payment has been tough since Martinez lost her job last November.
Then I need to find a job because, you know, it's hard.
Martinez's 16-year-old daughter, Julie, tries to help. She works part-time at a gift shop. Julie says she and her mom were at the bank last week, confronted with a zero balance after the mortgage payment was deducted. So
I gave my mom my entire paycheck. It was like $150 because she really actually needed it.
And Martinez's mortgage payment will rise by about $240 a month next year because the HAMP interest rate cut is only temporary. After 5 years, the rate goes up by one percentage point a year until it reaches the average interest rate at the time the loan was modified. Now Martinez is afraid she'll lose her home. She is trying to get help, meeting with a housing counselor at the nonprofit Housing Initiative Partnership, or HIP. They talk about how Martinez can pare expenses, maybe try to get the principal on her loan reduced. HIP counseling director Mary Hunter says they have a lot of clients like Martinez already struggling and facing rising interest rates.
If the mortgage payment goes up but their income hasn't gone up, they're going to be stretched.
So stretched they won't be able to keep up on their rising payments and could lose their houses.
I am worried that there'll be a new wave of foreclosures in the next year.
It's already happening. More than a million homeowners got a mortgage interest rate reduction through the HAMP program. But since the program began in 2009, about a third of them have dropped out, according to Christy Romero, Inspector General of the Treasury Department's Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Well over 350,000 were not able to make their payments. And more than a third of those lost their home in foreclosures. Others lost their home in other ways, like short sales.
Romero says Treasury still hasn't spent about $26 billion that was supposed to be used to help homeowners. Recently, Treasury announced it'll use some of that money to extend the HAMP program to more people through 2016. But Romero says Treasury should focus on homeowners already in HAMP to keep them from dropping out and causing that new foreclosure wave. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.